We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo.
Yo.
Everything good?
Fantastic. How are you?
Great, man.
You guys ever hook up with someone you meet on Tinder? Or any of those dating apps?
I don't think I have. Not that I wouldn't. I want to. I just don't think I have.
We can make you one.
Well, we
had one. Yeah.
We made him one for a minute when after his divorce. We tried to set it up and then...
It was bad.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but...
Well, I set up a Tinder account after I got divorced, right? I didn't know how to meet anybody, so it was one of those things. It was actually how Tuesday started, if you remember, because I set up a Tinder account, and then, like 3 months later, my ex-wife, she tweeted or something, right? Funny how many people tell me they matched with my ex-husband on Tinder.
No.
So then I was like, oh, no. Because I'm like, well, if they're telling her they matched, maybe they're screenshotting everything. They're making fun of me, right? Like everything's a joke.
Oh, right.
And so it really made me kind of uncomfortable about the whole thing because I was like, well, even if they're not, even if they, like, they're like, hey, just to see what I would say and just kind of making me. So it was really hard for me to tell. Is this person really like me, or are they just sending this information to other people and making fun of me? So I was like, you know what? I'm done with it. If you want to hang out, come over on Tuesday.
And
that's
you should have just made that your bio and then just not swiped on anyone. Well, I feel like Tinder is so wide now. Like, that's the one where you're going to find everything. I feel like you could be more of a Hinge guy where you get to leave a voice note and then you can sing the song that you were singing so loudly yesterday.
Oh, right,
you know,
yeah.
That would really reel them in.
Isn't Hinge the one that advertises, you know, the app that's designed to be deleted? That's for hooking up long term. Lazo's not looking for long term love, right?
Hey, you don't know.
Sure,
sometimes you just stumble into it, right, Julia?
Yeah. And I'm sure there's somebody on there that might not be looking for long term either, but like not want to be in the giant ocean that is Tinder.
Right. And then also
go to the
meet
lake.
Each other and boom.
Yeah.
I know you messed with people on Tinder, Julia, but did you, like, use it much?
No.
Okay, yeah, no, me neither. I kind of missed out. Although, I did one time, you'll never believe this, but I was at a bar one time, and a guy shows up. I'd been there for like an hour, and a guy shows up with this girl. He's on a Tinder date, and he's like, hey, how are you? And I was like, good, how are you? And he's like, it's a Tinder date. Sorry, I need to get over there. I was just grabbing her a beer. Okay. So he goes over. He comes back a little bit later, and me and my friend's like, how's it going? You know? And he's like, not good. Not good at all. And I was like, sorry. Is she leaving? I'm like, not yet, but I think she's about to. So he disappears. Next thing you know, the girl that he'd walked in with comes in without him sits down at my table.
Oh, I've heard of that happening. People coming in with another date.
That does not happen to me. It happened to me that night, though.
Really?
That was... And he finally... I was like, did he leave? Because I don't really want him to see this. I saw he was over there and he was tabbing out and I caught him as he was turning around. I think he just paid his check and he looks over and he sees us and then he just kept walking. I was like,
oh man,
what are you
going
to do? Well, we weren't like friends.
Yeah,
though.
But
we're acquaintances.
You were for a moment.
Yeah. We were like
acquaintances. He told you something.
Right. That
emotional.
Meant something, right.
True. And he was like, it's uncomfortable. She came over and proceeded to like make fun of him. Like, oh my God, this guy, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah. I'm
wow.
Like, Well, anyway,
I know I went on one date once and I met a girl. We went and she was like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, I remember like after like we, you know, we text each other, whatever. And I just remember saying like, you know, like you're light years ahead of me. Like, you're like, you're not broken at all. You're fixed. Like, you're a good
friend.
Like, yeah, like I'm a disaster. Yeah. Like, that is like, you know, we've met once. Don't. I talked to you for like 4 hours. It was clear to me you're in a different place than I am. Go.
No, you set her free.
Yeah. But did you do it before you went home? Like, you just did it there? Like, that, right then and there? You're like, hey, you know what?
Yeah, I think, like, I gave her a hug in the parking lot and left, and then she texted me the next day, and I was like, yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Go meet someone that there's nothing wrong with you. We still text every once in a while. She moved to Florida. She's fine.
That's very honorable of you. I think I would say, like, no, I'm just like you. I'm a lot like you. I mean,
no,
I
got no problems if I can find someone like me. Then, like, fine. Then it's all on. But if you're like, oh, I've either made my life better or I'm trying to get my life together, then you know what? There's plenty of people like me. You know.
You'll find one.
I'm good.
They're out there.
You know, if you're just starting to go to rehab, I'm not the guy that you need to hang out with.
Yes. But if you're like, my friends keep telling me I should go to rehab and you've never been, then you hit up his DMs, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people use Tinder to
and by the way, also the same thing. Like, if you got a really good drinking problem, but you figured out how to become successful with it anyway, then I'm good with that. Let's do that. I'm fine with that. But, you know, yeah. If you're like, oh, well, you know, I think we went to the bar. I think she had, like, you know, like, one drink and then, like, two glasses of water, and that was it. I was like,
this is not
good. This is never going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's a good call, actually.
Right, yeah.
Well, whether I have no stigma, I don't think, of like Tinder. I know there's still people to this day that are like, oh, you met someone online? Well, of course. How the hell do you meet? So whether you're there for love or just for friendship or just to hook up.
I feel like I don't hear anybody talking down to somebody about meeting someone online.
Doesn't sound not as much anymore.
Not as much.
It's way more accepted.
So I actually heard it. It was day before yesterday. I was driving to work and I was listening to someone in an interview talking about their sister. You know, oh, she met this guy on one of those dating apps. And she's like, and I thought, why? Why are you using a dating app? You know, you're beautiful. You don't need dating apps. I was like, what kind of outdated things? And this person was like in their 20s. It just seems odd to me.
I feel like a dating app is much more logical sometimes because it's like, all right, if you're so say you're single and you move to a new city for the first time, what are you supposed to do? Spend all your time at a bar and then you end up dating somebody that you meet while he's drunk and you don't know anything else about
him. And it's a weird...
Or you have a conversation with somebody.
And as someone who did radio in the 90s, who moved from city to city to city to city to city. Like, some radio people have had to do it. Others never have to do it. I move around this country over and over and over again. Yes, the answer is that. And then you end up in a bar and your friends become people that you say to yourself, well, you know, if I were home, I probably wouldn't hang out with this person. But, you know, proximity says. But with the dating apps and everything that they have now, that wouldn't have been a problem.
Well,
but
and
really,
also,
it was like, I don't know, these are the 37 people who live around this new neighborhood I moved into. This is who I hang out with. They're Steelers fans. They dress like it's 1984 and they do cocaine in the bathroom. Welcome to my new life, right? Like, that's who I hang out with. That's it.
Well, and also, everybody used to talk crap about it because they'd be like, it's so vain, you're just judging people based off what they look like. Okay, if you go to a bar and you want to hit on somebody,
who
are you going to pick?
Right, yeah.
And if you go to a bar and hit on someone, we got two problems. One, you've got to work up the courage to hit on this person, and then the person on the receiving end has to be prepared to either let you down gently or deal with this awkwardness, whereas with the dating app, we both know this is what I'm here for.
Or her boyfriend's going to come out of the bathroom and beat her ass.
Exactly. And also, it's like the record store. There's only 30 records in this place.
Yeah.
I may not like any of them, and none of them may be for me. They may not like me either. But when you go to, Apple Music, all the records are there, and you can find something much more mutually interesting between the artist and the consumer.
Do those apps like Tinder and stuff, do any of them say kind of like the music apps and the streaming?
If you like this, you might like this.
We think you might like this person.
I think one of my friends is on Hinge, and I want to say it showed like their top artists of the year, which I thought was really cool.
So it does sort of say like, well, here's some people we think you might like.
Most recently listened to or something like that, which I was like, oh, that's a good feature.
I'm sure they're working on it. It'll just get more and more and more AI, which you're going to find with. But I'm going to tell you the six things you need to do before you hook up with someone on Tinder. So you want
to
hook up with someone on Tinder? Six things you need to do first.
Okay. The Church of Laszlo.
Whoa.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, 99 bananas.
Spicy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's Friday. What are you going to do? Tinder. What you're supposed to do, well, it's actually six things that you're supposed to do before you hook up with someone on Tinder. Obviously, someone new on Tinder.
No, all right.
What?
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, I don't know how radio's supposed to work, but I feel like that would have been like, hey, and it's Green Day on your all-hit station, blah, blah, blah. Instead, this show just goes, I should try harder is all I'm thinking, as opposed to start a break with just a double cough and be like, sorry, I'm an alcoholic.
Well, that's your brand.
Yeah, I agree. It's on brand, and people like that you're genuine.
I was like, wow. After I heard it start, I was like, that is really like, you could put effort into it. You could do something, but all right.
I like it. I think it's on brand. I think it sounds good. I think people listen and they go, that's okay. Just like yeah. me. I was just coughing on booze in the early afternoon. Okay, so these are the six things you're supposed to do before you hook up with someone on Tinder for the first time. Some pretty good advice in here, I think.
10 in a row or 10.
Get the defibrillator.
Shot some whiskey. 99 bananas, whatever. Anyway, yeah.
Here, honey, hide under the desk. My boss is about to come in.
My God, try.
Okay.
Sorry.
First thing you're supposed to do, learn the person's last name. Now, they say that might kind of seem like a no-brainer, but it is possible to miss something like that. And I'm thinking, well, yeah.
Learn the person's last name?
Yeah, learn their last name before you hook up with them.
I don't want to give you my last name.
No. Just learn it. Just know what their last, know their whole name.
Okay.
Know what their name is. I mean, I say
they say their whole names on those things, do they?
Well, yeah, I feel like most women will look it up.
Okay.
We'll know your address and the Zillow
arrest
estimate
record
for it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All that stuff. I mean,
by the time we show up.
Amazing how much research they do.
We'll know your birth chart.
Yeah. But I'm assuming that even if you don't know the last name before you go out, once you get there, I guess what they're saying is, you know, make an effort to know their name so that way. Mm-hmm. I would say first name is a must. And I could see someone doing that. You forget the first name. Make sure you got that one memorized before you get home, because that could get, if she says, you know, well.
Before we get home or to dinner? What are we doing?
No, before you hook up. So, you know, when you're hooking up.
What does that mean?
Having sex.
Wait, were we hooking up straight from the app and you're just coming over to have sex with me? No,
they're saying.
People do that.
Right, and I'm coming over to your house to have sex? That's what we're talking about, right? I don't really need to know your name. You don't need to know mine. Whatever. We decided we were going to do this. We're strangers.
Sure. I mean, and I'm sure plenty of people say, I'm coming straight over to the house. That's it. It would be good to know their name, just in case.
It's always Sheila.
I know.
Always Sheila.
Always. This kind
of. If I ever actually find a Sheila, I'm going to.
You have to marry her.
I know. So I'm going to lock it down.
This is something that, Julie, I feel like this is what you're touching on. The next one is check with mutual friends. Try and find out if anybody knows this person and if they can vouch for this person, which is basically what you're saying. Well, you do even more.
Right.
You're looking at their social media, arrest records, their house value.
Well, I think what's good now is, like, most dating apps, like, some people will link it to, like, their Instagram. So then you can look it up, and a lot of times you'll see, like, oh, I know this person who knows them.
Right.
And then you could always text and be like, hey, is he going to murder me?
Right.
Yeah. That seems reasonable. That part's fine.
I think I didn't remember seeing that. Like, some people would link to their Instagram. Other people would link to their Spotify.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Weird. See, like, if it shows, like, your music, that's cool.
Yeah.
The next one, this is going to be tricky, but it says you should find out their STI or STD status. How do you do that? I guess you just ask?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they say this is especially
important. If you're going to hook up, that's a fair question.
Yeah.
Have you had it asked?
Yo, hats on or off? What are we doing here?
What do you got?
What do you got? Hats on or off? Let's go.
That might not be the only option.
You ask that, if they're just coming over for sex, you ask that before you open the front door through the peephole.
Let's go.
But as a woman, do you have any way, like, do you believe a guy when he says, no, I'm clean, never had a thing, totally fine, just went to the clinic last week?
You could probably get a lie detector test off of Facebook.
Well, you're probably not going to believe a girl. You're saying, why would I believe a girl? So, look, you know, where are we? All you're saying is, are we rolling the dice here together? Are we not? That's a fair upfront question that needs to be asked.
Well, this thing is talking about how, I don't know why, but how it's more important for women and it's a bigger deal to ask about the STIs. I mean, I would think it's important for both. But
right.
I've only been asked. I've never asked. I guess I don't know how to bring that up. Like, so when's the last time you got tested? Are you good? Or you thinking that I might get anything from this? What are the odds? If so, what kind of thing?
Why do you have to be so weird?
No, I'm saying, like, what do you do? Is it just like, so have you been to the clinic lately?
Yeah,
like, hey, what's
like
your...
Hey, you know, I think you're going to just be like, where we're at. We're good. You good? I'm good. All right, good.
Have you been asked?
Let's do this. Yeah, but you're kind of like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I got to ask
you
once.
What about, you know, like, you ain't going to get me pregnant. Well, we're both rolling the dice here. Let's roll.
I got asked once, and it was after we'd already been out on like two or three dates, and there'd been a lot of heavy petting. And then she was back at my house now, and we were on the couch, and we're, you know, close. We're very close now. It's about, you know, we're making out. It's about to happen. And then she stops and says, "Hey, you know, what about STDs?" And I was like, "What about them?" You know, and she starts asking. She's like, "You know what? Actually, I just feel like I'd like to maybe get some sort of proof that you have been checked out." And I'm like, this could have been brought up a lot sooner than right now.
Proof.
Right, proof. You want me to go to Planned Parenthood and get a letter?
Like, hey, you know. Oh, look, I'm all, we want to do safe. I'm good about that. If we, you know, we want to ride the sketchy rides at the carnival, I'm all about that. And what you know, what's your focus, right? What's your fear tolerance level? Where are we at here?
Yeah.
Let's just make we're making a group decision between me and you, two consenting adults. Where are we? If we're both on the same page, great. If we're not, then that's fine, too.
Well, I think she wanted to get out of it. I don't know if I smelled bad or if she'd been regretting it for a long time. And at that moment, she's just like, okay, this is it. But I took it as, I really don't want to do this, which is fine. But you can just say that, you know, instead of the STD thing. The next thing, again, these are the things you're supposed to do before you hook up with someone on Tinder. Make sure that you talk to the person about what this sex means. Are we on the same page? Is it no strings attached sex? Or are we maybe moving into, you know, thinking about going out on some dates and being in a relationship a little more couple-y? Make sure that you're on the same page, because no strings attached sex can be fun, but only if you're both on the same page, they said. I have not done that one either. Hey, are we on the same page here?
Yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, whatever page that is, I'm on your page, whatever your page is. I feel like if they say, I'd like to go out again tomorrow.
Like, oh, I'd like to lock it down, son?
Okay.
I'm like, no.
You want to go out again tomorrow? Sure. Oh.
Really?
You want me to meet your parents? Okay, sure. I just roll with the punches, man. Yeah. I think so. It's never come up. I've never had that conversation, though, honestly, about, hey, just so we're clear, this is no strings attached, or that hasn't happened. Has it happened to you guys?
Of course.
Well, and she asked you, or you asked her? Or,
like, well, it's not even asked. It's just like, you know, you're hanging out beforehand. I mean, it's very easy to put into conversation. I'm not having a relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably only fair. I think now you might get drunk and say stuff later that, you know, like, doesn't match up with what you said earlier. But that said, you know, I think you should say, like, look, we're not dating. this ain't a thing. However you say that,
you
right,
got,
Julia?
You get what I'm
like,
saying.
You can say that without saying it, right?
Say what?
Like, we're not.
Like, look, I don't expect us to, you know, we may go out tomorrow, we may not, but if we have sex right now, it's not a relationship. We're not in a relationship.
You're going to say tomorrow will be based on your performance?
No. Well, that would be funny. No, I think you're able to say, like, when you're hanging out the first time, I don't think you have to say it that way. I think you just have to say, like, look, I'm not interested in, like, a really serious relationship right now.
I'm here to bang.
Right, and then you just keep... If you stay together, then you say, I'm just not in a spot where I want a serious relationship.
Yeah.
That other person either says, me neither, or they say, oh, I am, and then it doesn't work out, right? You have to get... I feel like you have to at least say that.
Yeah, and I feel like that's fine. That's what some people are on dating apps for.
Right.
Okay, I'm just checking to make sure what year this is.
And you're allowed
written.
To say that, right? You're allowed to say, like, I ain't, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you should absolutely be allowed to say... Hopefully, if they know you and they've gotten a good feel, they shouldn't be that shocked, right? She's like, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious here. I'm just,
right.
This is fun. Now, again, this was written in 2017, so I don't know how much has changed since then, but this is their words, not mine. The next one, this would definitely be post-hookup, but I guess they're telling you need to know this before you hook up. They say, don't blame it on alcohol. And this is what it says. If you're old enough to hook up, you're old enough to take responsibility for it. The morning after could be a little bit awkward, but it's going to be really awkward if you wake the person up next to you in bed that you barely know. And it says in here, it probably wasn't the alcohol, but even if you think it was the alcohol, it says wait until you're alone. Don't wake the person up and say, hey, you know what? I got a little drunk last night. I shouldn't have slept with you. You don't have to call them back or talk to them, but don't take the time to let them know, hey, you know, I probably never would have slept with you if I hadn't.
Look, there's a point where, you know, we all know what we're doing. Right? Like, we know that. Like, I'm on a date. Me and you, I'm like, hey, I'm not really into a relationship. You say, oh, I'm not really into a relationship. I'm like, cool. You know, kamikazes? And you're like, double them up. And you're like, we know where that, right? Like, it is what it is. I get it.
Yeah, because you're
as long as always taking advantage of somebody. But yeah, but you can't, yeah. It's fine.
As far as I know, that's still fine. And I mean, people are still doing it. Even the same people who I would say are pretty
I think as long as somebody's passed out or drunk, but if you're like, yo, I
want to feel more comfortable. I want to have fun with you.
Good. Yeah,
I'm very nervous and shy in this.
Right. Yeah.
And then the last one, and I feel like this is up to you, but it says you should admit your true relationship status to the other person.
Like I'm married?
Yeah, like
you're
you
should
married
probably say that
in a relationship. You're sleeping with a lot of other people. To me, sleeping with a lot of other people at the same time isn't relationship status necessarily.
No.
I get saying like, hey,
But here's the thing. If I'm married and I'm trying to cheat on my wife, I'm not going to tell you that I'm married.
Right.
That defeats the whole purpose of what I'm trying to do here.
Right.
Right? So.
It seems.
I mean, I get it. You should. But the person who's doing that it's not like, I don't know. Like, you shouldn't murder people. Fine. But you can't really tell that to a hitman.
Right.
He's already a hitman. That's what he is. The guy cheating on his wife is already like, he's not in it because, I just want to be really honest. Because honesty is what is important to me.
Right.
I'm married. But I really want to have sex with you. Like, these things don't work together.
Especially if you've already done all these other things. You've talked about STDs. You've let them know this is just for fun. Then why doesn't you know that your wife's out of town until tomorrow? And, come on.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.